This afternoon, Minister, I'd like to talk to you about and pay tribute to the many communities throughout the length and breadth of this country who have, for many years now, been fundraising and installing defibrillators, or AEDs as they're known, in many community facilities throughout the length and breadth of the country, from GAA grounds to soccer grounds to schools and many business premises as well. And indeed, the availability of these devices means that more people need to be trained. And to all those volunteers that have given up their time to become first responders, I would like to pay tribute to them, because they're a credit to themselves, their families, and indeed their communities, for their sense of responsibility and their self and solidarity to their community members. And I was particularly impressed by an initiative undertaken in Buncrana Garda District there recently, where the National Ambulance Service provided cardiac first response training to members of that Garda District. All of the members took it up, and as a result, the National Ambulance Service installed a defibrillator, or an AOD, in every single Garda vehicle, including a motorcycle, in that district. And I was hugely impressed by it, and it's an initiative that I would like to see rolled out throughout the entire length of the country. I think it makes perfect sense that those who are first tasked as emergency responders, i.e. the Gardaí, who respond in an emergency situation, that they, number one, should have the equipment in their vehicles to be able to assist those in a cardiac arrest situation, but more importantly, that they would also find that they would be able to have adequate training to be able to use that device. I think it's a simple situation here we're talking, but could be life or death situation. And they are on the ground 24/7, the Gardaí. They do respond, in fairness to them, as quickly as they possibly can. And as I say, I think it's an excellent initiative, and one that I would like to see rolled out. And I know that I firmly believe that training in basic first aid and cardiac first response is something that should be universal. In actual fact, we should begin this in schools. And I did introduce in the last, Shannon, a bill on first aid and mental health first aid, so that individuals could be trained from the get-go and we wouldn't have to do it retrospectively. So in this one, in summing up, in the in few seconds that I have left, Minister, I think I would like to commend not alone the Gardaí in the Buncrana District, but indeed the National Ambulance personnel in Donegal as well, for undertaking this initiative. And I think they've set an example that could be and should be followed up by every Garda district in the country. And I'm hoping today that you would use your good offices and you would consult with Minister Donnelly to see, in conjunction with the Department of Justice, how we could roll this initiative out. It's a simple initiative, but one that could prove, as I say, a matter of life and death to some poor, unfortunate individual.
Thank you. You've got 4 minutes, Minister.
Thank you, Chair. And I welcome the opportunity to address the House today on behalf of Minister Donnelly about the works underway as part of the out-of-hospital cardiac arrest strategy in relation to the training and deployment of automated external defibrillators. And I want to thank the Senator for actually using your time today to put down a commencement so as we can actually have a conversation and let the wider public be aware of the great work that is going on. Community first responders are trained volunteers who are coordinated and dispatched by the National Ambulance Service to attend actual or potentially life-threatening emergencies. As these volunteers are professionally trained in CPR and the use of defibrillators, they can respond to train certain medical emergency calls in the community in that important first few minutes prior to the arrival of an emergency ambulance. Community first responder groups are Garda Síochána emergency service personnel, fire service personnel, health services staff and other organisations all play a key role in saving lives and responding to out-of-hospital cardiac emergencies. At present, the National Ambulance Service has a list of locations of over 2,000 defibrillators on its national computer-aided dispatch team, which is of use and advise emergency callers in its infancy. But I think the most important thing that you have raised here, Senator, is what we have learned from within the pandemic, that not all of our voluntary people within the voluntary organisations have returned to the role of being a first responder. And I think what the National Ambulance Service has looked at is other ways of actually equipping people to be able to become that first responder, because time is so critical. And that's what we have seen in Donegal and what you have said very clearly there with Garda Síochána. And yes, it is very clear as part of the strategy that there is a plan to roll it out. But it's important that we have it rolled out at a pace. For the simple reason being is, as I say, we know how many community first responders they are, but we also know that there is actually a deficit there at this moment in time. And I think it's important that where we know that there is a deficit, that the National Ambulance Service would work with that, either Fire Brigade or the local on Garda Síochána, train and equip up so as that actually that there's no gaps left in between within the community right across the country.
Minister, invite Senator for 1 minute to respond.
Yeah, Gordon, I get to ask here. Minister, I'd like to thank you for your comprehensive response on behalf of Minister Donnelly, and I'm delighted that there are moves afoot to roll out this at a national level, and as you said, most importantly, to roll it out with pace. I think that's vitally important, and we have great community volunteers who volunteer in situations like this, in a cardiac arrest situation with defibrillators, but for one reason or another, the logistics of getting them out to a remote location might prove difficult. Here we have the Gardaí who are on the scene, if you like, 24/7 in an emergency situation. I think it makes perfect sense that every Garda vehicle would be equipped with a defibrillator or an AED, and that every single member of the Gardaí would be trained to use it. And I look forward to this initiative being rolled out throughout the country as soon as practically possible.
Would you like to respond?
Yes, thank you. So in conclusion, I would like to thank the Senator again for raising the issue, which has given us the chance to speak about the continued implementation of the out-of-hospital cardiac arrest strategy. Good progress was made during 2021 on the implementation of the strategy supported by government funding, and it is my expectation that progress will continue in 2022. In particular, the National Ambulance Services via the OCHA strategy continues to advance development of a national AED register, which will enable the National Ambulance Service National Emergency Operations Centre to locate all publicly accessible defibrillators when receiving a 999 or a 112 call. And it is important to remember that the out-of-hospital cardiac arrest is a significant source of mortality and morbidity, with a wide variation in its reported incidents and outcomes globally. Research shows us that it takes a whole system to save a life, and that is why it has planned strategic whole-nation approach, and improving the OHCA survival is essential. So thank you, Senator.